to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio is about to commence.
Good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio. It's with Carl and the Bot right here on KCNR 1460. Good morning. It's the 17th of May.
Woo!
Whoa. And I'm not exactly sure what the weather's going to be, but I know Linda's going to tell us here in a second. But what a weekend. It was started Friday. And
usually
the rest of it.
Usually when weekends start.
Well, that's, well thank you. That was, I needed that help, you know. And so, you know, today it's 7:07 in the morning. And we are joined instead of Bad Bob. Bad Bob needs a break now and then from Linda and I. You know, I think of it as being sissy time because he can't take it. So instead we have Eric, the equalizer.
Good morning, Linda. Good morning, Carl.
Good morning, the equalizer.
The equalizer.
The equalizer. There. No, that's cool. I mean, Eric's a pilot and does a lot of other things. He's
So Eric's going to be with us now for the next 2 weeks.
That's right. So,
so what are you going to do with that little goat herd that you're raising?
Really?
When you're here.
I don't know. Until the wife decides it's no longer fun, I'll stay there. And
you still keep them in the house?
Pretty much.
Why? It's kind of smelly, isn't it?
Well, you know.
I'm just wondering. Hey, you know what? Speaking of wives that put up with a lot, let me introduce mine. Linda, good morning, hon.
Well, good morning. Let's take a few minutes here and talk about the weekend's activities. First of all, we're starting off this Monday morning just a little verklempt because we have a toilet and a bathroom that's been completely gutted.
Here in the studio.
Yes, and you know how it is. If they find the big M word, they have to completely rip everything out. So, and all it was somebody was going to retile, and so we thank God we have a porta potty in the back of the back of the building. So that'll just like kind of throw you off, especially when you got a room full of guys and people coming in and out of the station. Second thing is we have a printer that went out. The printer's always printing gobs of stuff for the news. So we're starting our Monday morning just kind of, you know, so.
That's okay. There's nothing that we can't adapt, overcome.
That's true. We might
improvise, adapt, overcome.
We might read a few things backwards and everything, but let's talk about the rodeo and let's talk about our wonderful weekend.
Let's talk
weekend.
About the pancake breakfast.
Oh, my gosh. We had the best time. I've only been to the pancake breakfast. I've only been, 5 years in Reading, but that's really the second pancake breakfast, and to really be involved in it from where we were.
Well, let me tell you that 10,407 people went to the pancake breakfast, and there we were right in the middle of it. And we had, you know, when you go on a remote, you kind of wonder, well, you know, are you going to have, especially on a talk radio? I mean, we can't just drop off and play music, you know, when things are slow. So you wonder what's gonna happen. Well, we had no problem with that. We had a steady stream of guests. Everybody that was walking through got to have a chance to be on the show.
We had a great time, and thank you for partaking. Really was just a phenomenal community experience.
And I'd like to thank Gordon Bach,
yes,
from the Asphalt Cowboys, and I mean everybody. How can you when you start thanking them? You know, you've got to thank all of them, and it's hard to do because there's so many of them. But Gordon was kind of like the point man that worked with us, getting Cowboys in here during the week. Miss Rodeo, Miss Hemingway.
That's right. Well, now we're going to speed forward to 12 o'clock.
Let's go to the when we flip pancakes.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, now, we flip pancakes. And one thing they didn't tell me was at the end of the griddle, there's this space, there's a gap of like 1.5 inches, which is the perfect size to accidentally slide pancakes right through and just kind of lose them. So if anybody happens to go by that one grill and there's like a stack of pancakes under there, you can probably guess it's mine.
I get it. They are so organized. They know exactly. They have it down to the T about you pump this and you do it 6 across, 4 deep, and you wait for the things to bubble. You know, the pancakes to bubble, you flip them. It was so, I really had a great time. I was honored. I got to put on the green apron. I mean, we were part of the whole thing. So after this break, let's talk about what happened and encourage people, if they weren't involved with it, to go to the website, so they can see and hear the archives of the 12 o'clock show that we had. This is Carl and Linda Bott here on Free Fire Radio. Welcome. Good morning. It's Monday. We're beginning a fabulous week here. KCNR 1460, Clearly News Talk Radio.
Hey, this is Carl Bott. After our show, Linda and I enjoy going to breakfast, and our favorite place to dine is Country Kitchen. Lynn and Charlie Moss have owned Country Kitchen for 17 years, and this expertise is evident in great food and service. Build your own omelet, of course. Homemade soups, every day, with fresh ingredients. Country Kitchen has its own on-premise bakery, and the quality is so delicious. And now, Country Kitchen has just remodeled. The result? Incredible. Country Kitchen offers outstanding food, great service, fair prices, and a friendly atmosphere. What else could you ask for?
Country Kitchen is open every day from 7 a.m. to 2 p.m., located at 1099 Hilltop Drive, just north of Macy's. I don't know, Carl. I'm getting hungry. How about we go over there and try Eggs Benedict, or how about my favorite, a club sandwich? Let's go to Country Kitchen.
Hop in the truck, hon. We're on our way.
State government's a mess, and we're going to need real conservatives like Rick Keene to clean it up. Hi, this is Congressman Tom McClintock. I've watched Rick Keene for many years in the state assembly as he fought to hold back the reckless taxing, borrowing, regulating, and spending that have crushed California's economy. In the assembly, Rick was always the guy who'd stand up and speak out. That's why Republicans trusted him with leadership on the budget. He fought to tie the politicians' hands by authoring a measure to strictly cap state spending. He saved taxpayers hundreds of millions of dollars by fighting fraud and corruption. And he fought to secure the border and stop wasting billions on illegal immigration. That's leadership that earned Rick Keene a 100% perfect rating from the California Taxpayers Association.
As lead Republican negotiator, Rick fought to clean up the budget mess created by Gray Davis and paid down billions of dollars in state debt. Rick Keene for State Senate. Tom McClintock's choice to clean up the mess in Sacramento.
Paid for by Rick Keene for Senate, 2010.
Shasta County seniors, families, and caregivers, it is time for the 2010 Spring Senior Expo inside Macy's, Wednesday, May 26th. This is your chance to learn about businesses and nonprofit agencies that serve Shasta County seniors, and the first 50 seniors receive a $10 gas card. Don't miss this spectacular event inside Macy's on Wednesday, May 26th. Visit over 40 booths from 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. and enjoy breakfast with Carl and Linda Bott broadcasting Free Fire Radio live inside the mall from 7 to 9 a.m. Along with breakfast and lunch, enjoy a spring fashion show at 10 a.m. and a grand prize drawing for a Macy's shopping spree at 1 p.m. It's all happening Wednesday, May 26th from 8 to 1. Vendors include Ray Tegerstrand's Orthopedics, Senior Care Case Management, Mercy Medical Center, Advanced Imaging, Medical Home Care Professionals, and Shasta County Veteran Services. Sponsors include Home Helpers, Scott Schumacher of State Farm, Patrick Black of Edward Jones, MD Imaging, Simpson College, Precious Cargo, and Macy's. Special thanks to Hometown Buffet, Manhattan Bagels, KCNR 1460 AM, and AM 1230 KLXR.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. It's Carl and Linda Bott, KCNR 1460. Our phone lines here are 605-4567. Hey, we're streaming.
You know why I'm laughing?
KCNR 14. It's the fact
because you started a new way of going. It's Carl and Linda Bott.
Hey, I'm trying to change up here. You know, we're constantly growing. We're just growing in mastery. Okay.
It's Carl and Linda Bott.
Hey, Eric, take her coffee away from her. Take the coffee away. Anyway, let me get back to what we were talking about. We're streaming on KCNR 1460, and we had people that you know, were in Nova Scotia listening to us on their iPods and sending things back to us. So you can listen wherever you go. You tell your friends if you're going to be on the radio station, which most of Reading eventually will be. You just tell your friends that, hey, I'm going to be on, and they can just, you know, dial us up on the computer, and there you go. Hey, there's, a lot of things going on. Okay, we went to the rodeo then on Saturday, or went to the rodeo parade. Well, here we are. We talk 2 hours a day, Monday through Friday. And then on Saturday, we talk for 2.5 hours.
Back up. I'm sorry to stop you in your flow, but before the break, we talked about what we were going to talk about, our noon show.
Oh, the noon show.
The noon show at Tobacco and Brew.
That's right.
That was very, you know what, I'm sorry, I can't remember all of their names, but there were four guys on the panel. One was a grower, one was
James.
James. All very articulate, all very passionate about what they did. The guy from the ACLU.
Doug Bennett.
Who we're going to definitely have on another date. Yeah. Sean.
Who is a military veteran who was injured, not in combat, but was injured and then was re-injured via the medical process. And then Brandon, who is the seller. So we had four people there that were pretty much in favor of legalizing marijuana, and of course for the medicinal marijuana. And we've taped all this, by the way, and it's in our archives. It'll be up soon. The thing about it is, for these four were presenting a plethora of reasons of why you should legalize marijuana and why medicinal marijuana is better than anything. Now, the question I asked is, how many people out? How many of you believe me? Show me, show of hands of the four. How many of you think that the marijuana is just being used by people with with medical problems? And of course, none of them would raise their hand because it's true. There's a lot of people that are abusing the system, but then again, there's a lot of people abusing the pharmaceutical system. But, you know, my friends, this medical marijuana and this whole marijuana question has gotten huge. I mean, it's just gotten bigger and bigger. It's not like anybody's gotten their arms around it. A couple of the counties haven't just said, you're not going to do it. In Shasta County and in the city of Redding, it seems like they're making some kind of rules, but you've got 30 communes or dispensaries here, and I think you could probably have more, as much as the traffic will bear. But hey, let's go to the phones here. Hey, our guest is Gary Cadd. Good morning, Gary.
Good morning. How are you folks today?
We're great, thanks.
Well, we're still recovering from rodeo.
Boy, wasn't that something else?
Yep.
Boy, and that breakfast was just, that was really something. The dry gulch was neat, wasn't it?
Yep, it was.
Now, here I am keep calling it Roaring Gulch. I guess I'm wrong.
Maybe it is Roaring Gulch.
I don't know what it is. I just know it's got gulch in there someplace.
Yeah. They set a record, didn't they?
They did. 10,407. That's a new record.
That's paid tickets.
That's paid tickets. So who knows how many others walked through there.
That's a lot of pancakes.
Yeah, you know, you just have to do is, and they were making pancakes and such. You saw Mickey Mouse's, little bears. Some of them were as big as a plate.
Yeah,
and,
a couple of those.
Took two people to carry the pancakes out.
Yeah. I think one guy was wearing a pancake as a hat. So
I noticed that one too. Yeah. Hey, listen. I called in to let the public know about the ballot measure that the Tea Party is considering for the clerk issue, the city clerk issue, and at this time we're not going to move forward and put it on this November's ballot. And the reason for that is there are timed sections that go through and putting a measure up, so much time to write the thing up and so much to get the signatures and steps forward. And the first thing, it was going to take about 6,500 signatures to be able to put it on. And then we would have just short of 30 days to get those 6,500 signatures, which is an awful close window. And then once it's out of our, once we have the signatures and turn them into the county clerk, then it's out of the proponent's hands. And there are things that can happen to the measure that could slow it down and might even push it past the November election and make it a special election, which would cost $150,000 to $200,000, which is something we definitely do not want to do. So we've decided to hold off on it and then put it on the November 2011 ballot, and then that will give us time to do it correctly and not take a chance on having a special election. Then I had a conversation with the city attorney, Rick DuVernay, here a few days ago, and he told me, we were talking this issue over, and he told me that, he said, well, Gary, why don't you just wait until you get elected to city council? Well, we could do that, but I'm certainly not going to be taking the voters of the city of Redding for granted that Gary Cadd's going to win the election. I'm going to run and run hard, but I can't take them for granted that I'll get on there. So I think we'll probably wind up putting it together and put it on the 2011 ballot.
That sounds like a good idea. Hey, what do you think of? Did you see Bruce Ross's blog in the Record Searchlight about Carlton being old?
Yeah,
I mean, those are the terms they use. Those aren't my terms. He said that he appeared, his health didn't appear good, and he was old.
Yeah. Well, I think that some of the I think the paper sometimes uses its audience to put forward its own views on certain things, and it's just hard to be able to have a paper that can sway so many people with so many things that are being said. I mean, in that particular race, there's things being said about Mr. Benito, and there's things being said about Mr. Carlton. And I'm not really a negative person. Well, I don't want to be a negative campaigner. But it sure seems like that's getting awfully negative.
Yeah, it's his. I think, it's Ross's opinion based on what he's seen. But then again, he was taken to task by...
Yeah.
90% of the people that wrote in there saying,
yeah,
is that how dare you bring up age, but yet they brought up age when McCain was running,
yeah,
for a president.
That's
of course,
true.
he was older,
yeah.
But, I mean, 67 is I can see 67. I mean, not right away, but I mean, I can see it. So but the thing is that it is interesting how they brought that up, and is age and infirmity something? I mean, there's nothing been said about it by Benito's camp, so it was interesting to see that the Record Searchlight brought it up.
Well, there's one thing you need to keep in mind: 67's in my rearview mirror.
Yeah, we have. Well, but you're old, Gary.
I'm 68 years old.
Yeah,
so,
it's a number. I believe,
yeah,
it's so much a number. So,
yeah, and
I just found it interesting that it was brought up like this. So, and we're going to talk about it a little bit more later. But anyway, hey, Gary, thanks a lot for your phone call.
Hey, thanks for allowing me. Talk
all
to
right.
you guys later.
Take care.
All right.
Bye.
Hey, we're going to take a quick break here. Carl and the Bot, Free Fire Radio, right here on KCNR 1460, clearly, News Talk Radio.
Government is out of control, and the current career politicians are destroying the future of America. Now is the time to replace local, unqualified career politicians with old-fashioned qualified statesmen. Now is the time to vote Randall Faulkner for Shasta County Auditor. Randall is not a career politician. He's an honest, concerned military veteran and certified public accountant, fully qualified to oversee the government spending of your hard-earned tax dollars. The current auditor has no college degree in any subject and an 86% employee turnover rate in just the past 3 years. This lack of competent leadership in the auditor's office is expensive and ineffective. The taxpayers of Shasta County deserve better.
My name is Randall Faulkner, and I'm a certified public accountant with a Bachelor of Science degree in accounting and 30 years experience, including 6 years auditing for fraud with the Department of Defense. I'm asking for your vote for Shasta County Auditor on June 8th.
Paid for by Citizens for Responsible Government. Randall Faulkner for Shasta County Auditor 2010.
Whatever your reason for shopping Kent's Meats and Groceries in Airport Road, whether for their Prather Ranch certified natural USDA inspected choice beef grown with no hormones or antibiotics, locally grown regular and organic produce, or Kathy's Deli sandwiches, salads, and specialty deli items made fresh daily, now there is a whole other reason to shop at Kent's. Check out the new deli case full of specially imported and domestic cheeses and Kent's own fresh made smoked old-fashioned Franks and sausage, including cheddarwurst, jalapeno, bratwurst, linguica, Cajun style, and beef stick snacks. The selection is, well, just plain terrific. At Kent's, they cure and smoke their own ham, bacon, and beef jerky. If you're checking out the deli case in the meat counter and don't know what you want, just ask. The great folks at Kent's Meats will be glad to cut and wrap to your special order. After all, that's what Kent's Meats and Groceries are all about. You, the customer. Kent's staff is there to serve you 7 days a week. Meat, produce, grocery items, spirits, libations, gas, diesel, and propane. You'll find it all at Kent's Meats and Groceries. And Kathy's Deli open 6 a.m. to 10 p.m. 7 days a week, 1 mile south of the Redding Airport on Airport Road.
Taylor Motors, Buick, Pontiac, GMC, and Cadillac, and the Vistas Assisted Living present Senior Idol 2010. The second annual Shasta County Senior Idol Finals go on stage at the Cascade Theater in downtown Redding this Friday at 7 p.m. Last year's finalists brought people out of their seats.
The day my mama sucked into the Harper Valley PTA.
The power of the music of the night.
This year's judges are Mike Krueger of KRCR News Channel 7, Linda Reagan Bott, and Brent Taylor of Taylor Motors. The show will be hosted on stage by Channel 7 evening news anchor Jennifer Scarborough and Don Burton of KSHA. Tickets are on sale now at the Cascade Theater in Reading, at the box office, or online. Don't miss Senior Idol 2010 this Friday at 7 p.m., brought to you by the Vistas Assisted Living and Taylor Motors, the most respected name in Northern California.
Good morning, Reading. We're taking your calls this morning, 605-4567. This is Carl and Linda Bott. Oh, gosh. Today's going to be rainy after 11 a.m. with gusty south winds to 33 miles per hour. It's going to be high of 64, currently 50 degrees here. Don't want to let you forget, mark your calendars for there's a lot of things that are going on Wednesday, May 26th. But the first thing we want to talk to you about from 8 to 1 p.m. inside of Macy's is the Spring Senior Expo. This is going to be incredible. You're going to get a chance to meet and learn about local businesses, agencies, and nonprofit services for Shasta County seniors, their families, and their caregivers. Carl and I are going to be out there in the morning from 7 to 9 doing a live broadcast. But the first 50 seniors are going to receive a $10 gas card, and they're going to have a $500 drawing for a shopping spree at Macy's. You can visit over 45 booths and learn about all different kinds of programs. So mark your calendar for May 26th. That's at 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. right next to Macy's.
Yeah, we're going to have a great time there doing a remote. Hey, something else that's going on is out at IGO, and we've had Senator Maurice Johansson on before a couple of times, but out at the cemetery at IGO, the Veteran Cemetery at IGO, and if you've never been out there, first of all, it's a beautiful, beautiful place. But and there is a place to have, when people come out to have the services, you know, graveside services, there's a place that's covered, but it has no walls, and it's small, you know, cement benches. Functional, but not beautiful. And it's functional if it's the rain, if it's not raining. And it's functional if it's not 120 outside. Well, Senator Maurice Johansson got the permission to do this, and he and Marianne are going to build a Warriors Memorial out there on the grounds of IGO. The land's been dedicated, and they are using their own funds or funds that are dedicated to them, plus time and effort and equipment that is dedicated by members of our North State. And they're going to build this Warriors Memorial. You can call it a chapel if you want, except it's not any type of denominational chapel. It's a place where you can come in, and your families can come in, and it's beautiful, stained glass, pews, and you can hold a remembrance service there, a memorial service there. And it's being done through the good graces and of Senator Johansson, because it was something that had to be done. So if you know Maurice, he just said, we're going to do it. But they're going to start today, and my press release here says 1,000 hours at 10 o'clock, at the construction site. They're going to start leveling the ground out there. Now, if I'm off an hour here, somebody needs to call me and let me know. But they're going to start the work on the Warriors Memorial Building today. And, of course, this is not to be mixed up with what's going on with the groundbreaking ceremony on the 21st for the Veterans Home. And that's going to happen on the 21st. So a lot of things are happening in our town this week. Chapel, you know, Warriors Memorials being starting. We've got groundbreaking for the Veterans Hospital. It's just a big week this week. Plus all of the the variety of candidates that are going to be kind of rolling through here.
And Senior Idol, and we're going to be telling you about every day what's something that's going to be coming up for you to mark your calendar. We are taking your emails. You can always email and go to our news site, which is KCNR1460.com. If you do want to hear what we talked about on Friday with legalizing the marijuana, or the experts, or the people who are very involved in that field, you may go to our archives. Say that a couple times. Go to our archives.
Yeah. Well, you know, this week, you know, people that are running for the Senate or for the Republican nomination,
Chuck DeVore is going to be here. We've got a number of our own people that are running for local offices. We're going to have people running for, in fact, running for the school, the head of the school superintendency. We've already had one of those on, and we're going to have another one calling in from Seal Beach. So anyways, Carl Lindebaugh, Free Fire Radio, KCNR, 1460, Clearly News Talk Radio.
For the Fox Business Network, the most powerful name in business news, this has not happened in nearly 3 years. General Motors made a profit. In the first 3 months of this year, GM was $865 million in the black. Well, they're saying a combination of cost-cutting after the bankruptcy and strong sales, especially in Asia and South America, powered profits ahead. Next up, an improvement for home improvement. Lowe's says it made a quarterly profit as more contractors came in for home supplies, and spring weather brought out the do-it-yourselfers. Would you like a mixed smoothie with your Big Mac? McDonald's moving headlong into specialty cold drinks like frappes and smoothies. Industry analysts say Mickey D's is making the move to more liquid assets, as it were, because the chain has just about maxed out sales in burgers and fries. With the Fox Business Network, I'm Liz McDonald.
Sears Automotive Center knows that when you get your car back from the shop, you don't want to feel like you've been taken for a ride. That's why the Sears Blue Automotive Crew offers Price Match Plus to get you the best price guaranteed. Come see for yourself at the Get Ready for Summer Sale. Now save $60 to $180 on four sale-priced Goodyear or BF Goodrich tires after instant and mail-in rebates. Plus batteries as low as $49.99 with exchange. Visit SearsAuto.com for more great deals. Exclusions apply. See store for details. Sears. Life well spent.
What are you going to do about dinner tonight? What are you in the mood for? A savory, mouth-watering, fork-tender filet mignon you can cut with a smile? A hot and juicy New York or top sirloin steak cooked to perfection? Deep-fried jumbo prawns? Tender ocean scallops? Crunchy, flavorful, golden brown southern fried chicken? All served with garlic bread, baked potato, or french fries, along with a big family-style bowl of tossed green salad with a homemade dressing of your choice? Yeah, in the mood. Well, then what you do about dinner tonight is do Jack's Grill, a Redding landmark for 70 years and serving the finest USDA choice meats aged and prepared to tasty perfection for an unforgettable dining experience. When you do Jack's, you do your best. Open Monday through Saturday for your dining pleasure. What are you doing for dinner tonight? Well, grab someone special and do your best. Do Jack's, 1743 California Street, Redding.
In today's economy, business owners share two common goals: to do things better and do them cheaper. In their overwhelming need to do more for less, their solution, cheaper, is the lowest price. Discovering after the fact, cheaper comes at the expense of quality and results. NorCal Presort, your business mailroom, works with trusted local printers to ensure you the lowest possible price and maintain the highest quality to get you results. This is why Reading Printing works with NorCal Presort.
Hi, this is Ken Peterson of the Reading Printing Company. We've been in printing for over 73 years, making us one of the most relied-on printing companies in the area. Our customers come to use us because they know they will get quality workmanship every time. NorCal Presort handles our mailings because they get it done right every time.
Reading Printing and NorCal Presort, two local businesses you can rely on to get you results affordably. Stop by NorCal Presort at 835 Industrial just off Hilltop or call me at 221-6895. NorCal Presort, your business mailroom.
I'm Connie Ragnell, and I'm seeking re-election to the Office of County Auditor. My experience includes 19 years in two county auditor's offices, including 8 years as the Assistant Auditor Controller in Shasta County. I have served as your elected auditor since January of 2007. I have more than 300 accredited hours of education specifically pertaining to county government. I also have 18 years of private sector management and accounting experience. The position of county auditor is extremely technical in nature and faces continually changing state and federal requirements. As the fiscal belt continues to tighten, historical knowledge and successful management experience are vital to meeting the responsibilities of the auditor's office. I am the only candidate with this experience and knowledge. I love my community. I've been a member of Rotary since 1991, and I brought the Relay for Life to Shasta County and chaired it for several years. I will continue to ensure that the county's money is spent appropriately and in compliance with all regulations. I will maintain solid and in-depth audit procedures honestly and without favor. Visit my website at reelectconnieregnell.com. Vote Connie Ragnell Auditor June 8th. I'm Connie Ragnell, and I approve this message.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. It's
Carl and Linda Bott. Our phone lines here are 605-4567. Write to Linda at linda@kcnr1460.com. Hey, let's go. And we started talking a little bit about this. Bruce Ross writes from the Record Searchlight, wrote a blog that said essentially that I have nothing against old-timers, especially when they're still got the fire to give the political establishment a kick in the pants by taking on the incumbent district attorney. But let's be frank. Steve Carlton is not a picture of health and vigor that voters would like to see in the county's top crime fighter. He just isn't. Let me tell you what happened after that. Okay, then he updates. He says, to clarify, I've got nothing against Carlton for his age. I've been beaten in races by guys a lot older than 67. And Bob Maloney, Jerry Benito's number two, is running for the district attorney in Glenn County, where he lives and formerly served as DA in Maloney's 68. Props to people who think they should do more with their lives than go fishing.
So this is Bruce Ross writes in his blog.
Right, that he
what
thinks.
Day?
Right, and he just, I think it was Saturday or Sunday. And he talks about how this has been, that the Carlton's TV ads have been stellar political campaigns that's had everybody on the TV except Carlton. Well, you know, this is a toughie because you start talking about people's age in a town where there's, this is a, it's not a retirement community, but you have your older citizens here.
John McCain was.
Yeah, and then you can talk about Ronald Reagan running for president. As Reagan's detractors will point out, is that in his last term, there might have been a couple years there that he was not quite making all the best decisions at that point. But is it fair to bring that up? Is it fair to bring up an age?
Be an age?
There is no cap. I mean, as soon as you try to put an age cap on somebody, you'll meet that person that can run 35 miles and solve every mathematical problem in the world. So you meet those. So then you go into this averaging type thing. You can't do that. But the idea that age was brought into it, it was like a skunk thrown on the table. Because I tell you what, the blogs lit up on that one. And as are the phone lines. As are the phone lines right now.
Well, we do have a lot that we want to cover in before the 8 o'clock hour, and we're going to take your calls. Let's just go to the phones. Let's just get it out.
Let's go
there.
To Bob on line one. Bob, you're on KCNR.
Hey, Coach Bob.
Hey, Coach Bob.
Good morning.
Hey, quick thing on this age issue. Carlson, unfortunately, has the tendency to not come across real fluent with when he's been on your show, when you listen to him talk. And that's just a disadvantage that he has. There's a couple other people running for local offices that suffer the same thing, their ability to come across well, trained speakers, if you will. Mr. Benito comes across much more fluent when he talks. The problem isn't that. I would much rather vote for competence and ability to run an office and the respect that goes with that inside an office, and Mr. Benito does not provide that. I believe strongly Mr. Carlson would.
Okay, so you're saying you're saying he doesn't come across as a strong physical character, but that is just because that's just the way he talks.
That's just the way it is. I don't want to pick on anybody else in particular, but there's one person you had on your show a couple of different times. He cannot speak well in public. I've alluded to that in an email to you.
Yes.
It's the way it is, and you can't fault him. It's the way it is, but it ain't going to sell very many votes in the one particular person's, in one person's case in particular, and that's for one of the supervisorial races. However, Mr. Carlton has a proven track record and would bring a sense of, I think, calm to an office that is otherwise rather unsettled,
okay,
in my opinion.
Okay.
All right, Bob,
all right,
thanks
a lot, Bob.
Let's go to line two. John, good morning. You're on KCNR.
Good morning, Linda, Carl. How are you this morning?
We're great,
John,
thanks.
And I'm back.
Hey, we missed you, John.
Well, thank you. I've been gone for a while down in the Bay Area and visiting my grandchildren, which brings me to the point of this conversation. Age is relative. And Bruce isn't off base in regards to Steve. He comes across as being affected by age, and I don't mean this in a negative way. We all are affected in different ways. Unfortunately, the district attorney office calls for a type of cogent conversational ability and ability to make the facts line up properly so that you can gain convictions. And I think, I really do think this, the time for Steve to be DA has passed. I can't say it any other way. The last caller, Bob, was talking about the fact that some people are fluent in their conversation and some people aren't, and unfortunately Steve isn't, is what he was saying. The fact is that the DA's position requires a degree of fluency and connection of thought, and it just isn't there. I don't know what else to say about this, but some people are affected some ways by age and some by others. I think that Steve probably is past the prime where he should be district attorney, and I'm sorry to say that, but it's true.
Well, you know, if you go to our archives, and, you know, people can make up their own minds. If you go to YouTube and Free Fire Radio on YouTube, we have 20 minutes of the debate between Carlton and Benito, and you can see that. I think that's fair, and they and listening to our archives when both have been on, fluidity of speech is important, of course, but I would really, you know, also want to have fluidity of thought, which is even more important. So, you know, if somebody may have a problem, they may stumble over a word, but if their thought process is solid, that's, you know, that to me is important.
We certainly have a horse race, don't we?
Yeah, we do.
Well, you know what? From the very first day that Steve Carlton threw his hat in the ring, he threw a broadside at Jerry Benito, and it was like, whoa, we have got an election going on here.
Thank you.
Thanks a lot, John. We got to take a break. All right.
And, you know, really, truly, what we wanted to bring up today was, you know, not who are you for, but what you thought of a blog just talking about somebody's too old to be in a race, bottom line. So kind of that's what we're thinking, you know. I mean, if we can go down the list of people who have been in an older statesman kind of, you know, place in their life, and they've done a fabulous job at what they've been either hired or what they've done. Yes, we got to go to break. Carl's doing the dance here. Okay, I don't have a choice. We'll see. We'll guess what? After the break, we'll see you after these messages.
KCNR 1460.
Taxpayers are overburdened. Sales tax, gas tax, income tax, federal tax, state tax, and property taxes. Ron Largent's proven management and leadership experience with private business, not government background, makes him the perfect candidate for Shasta County Assessor Recorder. Ron's conservative belief in limited government will propel him into a proactive commitment to the property owners of Shasta County.
My name is Ron Largent. Is your property overassessed? Are you paying too much in property taxes? I have a plan to take immediate action when elected Shasta County Assessor Recorder. The state of California provides for a temporary reduction of your assessed property values during times of market decline. It's your tax dollars, and I want to provide fair representation for all Shasta County taxpayers. I'm asking for your vote for Shasta County Assessor on June 8th. Thank you.
Paid for by the Committee to Elect Ron Largent, 2010.
Five Star Bank is here for you for more than 10 years in the Great North Valley. It's true. Americans are the hardest working people on the planet. Just ask anyone that has made the commitment to be their own boss. Whether you are fulfilling your ambitions by starting your own business or growing your successful business, Five Star Bank is here with smart, safe, and stable advice. Your bank should act like a business partner with your business in mind. Being able to rely on a bank that really understands that kind of relationship is peace of mind. Five Star Bank is here for you. It's tough out there. Let Five Star Bank help you put the shine on this recovering economy. Smart people doing good business. Visit us at 358 Hartnell in Reading or call us at 223-6652. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Where are the best dinner prices in town? Dry Creek Station in Bella Vista Town. That's where. Imagine a juicy, tender New York steak, ribeye steak, or beer-battered jumbo prawns for only $8. A tender filet dinner with prawns for only $12.95. And there's many other different dinner options to choose from. Where is this great place? Dry Creek Station is on Highway 299, 8 minutes east of I-5 in Bella Vista, right across from the fire station. Or call 549-5386.
Hi, this is Scott Jeter, owner of Jeterbilt Construction. We're a full-service general construction company specializing in all your building projects, both large and small. Locally owned and operated, we've established ourselves as a leader in the foreclosure rehab market. We're the only certified Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac repair specialist north of Sacramento. Property cleanup, remodeling, to construction consulting, and the final rekey. Let Jeterbilt be your finishing touch.
Call Lisa or Scott at 524-6003. Jeterbilt, we are here to help you love your home.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. It's Carl and Linda Bott, KCNR 1460, clearly News Talk Radio. Our phone lines here are 605-4567. This portion of the show brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Finest walk-in tobacco humidor in the North State, maybe even the whole state of California. Espresso Joe's, get that coffee you want, prices that are fair. Get any type of coffee you want, any type of latte, espresso, you name it, they've got it. And they've even got the equipment. They've got all the espresso machines and everything. You can buy it and make it yourself. That's Tobacco and Brew on 2143 Hilltop Drive. Joe and Shelley are great people. They support the veterans and they support our community.
It's currently 56 degrees, 7:46 in the morning. The weather's always brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards. We have a guest in the house, but before we get to something that's very special you want to mark on your calendars and you definitely want to participate, let's go to a caller. And Donna, good morning. You're on KCNR.
Good morning, Carol and Linda.
Hey, what's on your mind?
I was fortunate enough to observe Carlton and Benito at a candidate's night and then again later at a debate. And I have to say, my concerns were when Mr. Carlton went to step up on a 12-inch platform, he darn near fell, and I just felt almost as if his age was really the best of him. And unfortunately, you know, that's sort of a determining factor in many people, because when we departed that night, a lot of people were making the same comments. They just didn't feel that he was gathered up enough for the job.
Okay.
That's a interesting. It was an interesting observation, Donna, and from somebody that has seen him and has heard him speak.
Okay, well, thank you, and have a great day.
Thanks. Okay, well, thanks a lot, Donna.
And again, if you're just tuning in, we were talking about Bruce Ross had a blog about the race between Carlton and Benito and the age factor and how many people were upset about that. So that's what we were calling. We were asking, how do you guys feel about it? Because, you know, we remain neutral. We want to keep a voice for everybody who's running. And, you know, things that are really, we've got so many important things that are happening right now in our wonderful North State. And one of which is going to be the Relay for Life. And our guest this morning in our studio is Michelle Slade. Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. Tell us about the Relay for Life, when it's happening. There's so many things going on this week.
There is. There's a lot going on this week. Relay for Life is June 12th and 13th. It starts at 9 a.m. the morning of the 12th with our Survivor Lap, which is really dear to our hearts, because really that's what Relay is all about, is celebrating our survivors, getting education out to the community for caregivers and everyone involved. It ends the morning of the 13th at 9 a.m.
This is where you do the 24 hours out at the track.
It's out at Shasta College, and it's on the track, and a lot of different ways to participate. You can either come out and stay the full 24 hours, form a team, walk, stay overnight, bring your sleeping bags. A lot of people stay up the entire time. I think the word 24-hour walk makes people think they have to walk for 24 hours, but it's a team effort. So you come, you bring your team, everyone signs up, you walk for an hour, 2 hours, 4 hours, whatever your passion, whatever your legs will allow you to do. The rest of the time, the team's joining in. It's just a really great way to celebrate and raise funds for the American Cancer Society.
And you're still looking for teams.
Absolutely. Okay. We are looking for teams. We have a couple of different ways if you are thinking about joining a team or forming a team. One of the ways that you want to do that is you can call 225 8 5224 and to get more information on how to do that. Or at MD Imaging this Thursday night at 5 p.m., we're going to have a relay rally just to celebrate and educate people about relay. So if you want more information about that, we're going to have a team table there.
That's Thursday. That's Thursday at MD Imaging at 5. So if you're wondering, well, gee, this sounds like something, you know, I think there's not a person walking that somehow somebody they love or themselves have not been touched by cancer.
Absolutely.
So, you know, if you're trying to figure out, you know, what do I have to do, show up at MD Imaging on Thursday at 5.
Absolutely. And if you're wanting more information about how to register as a survivor, we're going to have a survivor table there as well. If you want to come and you want to fill out, you can't make the event, but you want to make sure that your loved one's name is read either in memory or in honor at the Luminaria ceremony. We're going to have an educational table there as well to join and fill out the form so your loved one's name can be read.
So tell us about the ceremony that you're talking about. That happens the night of or the day after?
It happens June 12th at 10 p.m. Okay. out at Shasta College. And what happens is we stop the relay laps for approximately an hour, sometimes a little shorter, sometimes a little longer, depends on the amount of names that we have to read. And we just take a moment to reflect on those that maybe have lost the battle against cancer, or we celebrate those who are, you know, victorious over it. And there's people from all different walks that are out there. There are people who have lost. There are people who are undergoing treatment. There are people who were, you know, celebrating because they've hit their five-year mark. And it's just a great time to come out, hear the names read, see a little bit of well, for lack of a better word, entertainment. It's not technically entertainment. It's just a moment of quietness to reflect. We turn out all the lights in the stadium. We light all the bags. There's little candles in all the white bags around the track, and those names just glow. And if you have never made it to a Luminaria ceremony, you definitely got to make it out, because if you're wondering what relay is about, that will bring it home for you. That and the survivor lap, for sure.
And so somebody's on a microphone and mentions the names.
Absolutely. We have two wonderful people, Rebecca Dalen and Mike Quinn, who come out and read the names in honor and in memory. And during that time, we're also going to have some inspirational speakers talking, like little 30, 60-second informational in between the reading of the names. It's just one of those times that when it's over, you hear five names read, you hear 10 names read. By the time you get up to maybe 100 names, you're like, it really brings it home to you on what relay and raising funds for the American Cancer Society is all about, because that's what we're here for, so that each year we can educate more people, raise more funds, and have more survivors at these ceremonies. That's really our goal.
So where do we go from here? I mean, people are listening and they're thinking about it. What would you say right now to encourage those people who are driving, getting ready, they're in their car? Where do we go?
I say if you've never really heard about relay, which to me is hard because it's my passion, but there are people out there still are not familiar with it, visit the website. Go to readingrelay.com. Well, actually, let me say it correctly for you. You're going to want to go to RelayForLife.org/ReadingCal, and it's just CA. It'll give you all the information about Relay for Life. That'll help educate you. If you want to know how do I form a team, call the number 225-8224. If you want to come and register as a survivor, come. We encourage you to do that. You can do that at the Veterans Hall on June 3rd. 4 p.m. to 7 p.m., and we'll have all the information. It doesn't obligate you. If you just want to come check it out, come check it out.
Relay for Life. Thank you, Michelle Slade. And we've got to take a break. We'll be right back. KCNR 1460, Clearly News Talk Radio.
Hi, I'm Shasta County District Attorney Jerry Benito. I work for you, the citizens of Shasta County, not criminal defense attorneys. That is why I'm supported and endorsed by the associations that represent all the major law enforcement agencies in our county. That includes Shasta County Deputy Sheriffs, Redding Police Officers, and Anderson Police Officers. I am also supported by all current Shasta County Prosecutors and Sheriff Tom Basenko.
As Shasta County Sheriff, I have worked closely with Jerry Benito over the past 4 years. The position of DA requires difficult decisions, and Jerry's experience, dedication, and judgment have proven him to be the right man for the job. These are difficult times, and keeping the citizens of Shasta County safe should be the concern of every voter. Join me in voting to re-elect Jerry Benito, Shasta County District Attorney, on June 8th.
We live in one of the most beautiful counties in the country. Help keep safety a priority. Retain Jerry Bonito, Shasta County DA. Paid for by the Committee to Re-elect Jerry Bonito, Shasta County District Attorney.
The Anselmo Vineyards Wine Tasting Room is a sanctuary of elegance. Built on the structure of the original ranch house, you'll feel welcome in our cozy retreat. The tasting room offers majestic views of green pastures and the Trinity Range, and above all, wonderful, award-winning wines whose appearance, fragrance, and finish make your experience first class all the way. Chef John Stadelli's imaginative entrees will leave you with an impressionable gourmet experience like none other. Make a lifelong memory, satisfying all of your sensations when you visit Anselmo Vineyards, just a short distance from Redding. It will become your favorite romantic getaway. Call the ranch at 474-5546 or visit our website at AnselmoVineyards.com for lunch, dinner, and wine tasting hours. That's 474-5546. Anselmo Vineyards, your destination getaway.
Are you a hunter? Do you just like to shoot? Join the revolution. Are you tired of being ignored and dealing with the my way or the highway attitude? Join the revolution. Come check out Bastiani Arms. They have a great selection of guns and accessories, and if you want something they don't have on the shelf, they'll be more than happy to track down what you're looking for and order it. That's what the revolution is all about. It's making sure you, the customer, get the respect you deserve and the products you're looking for. Bastiani Arms has Winchester 45 auto ammunition, 185 grain, on sale. Was $29.99, now $27.99. So hurry into Bastiani Arms. From guns to ammunition to full-service gunsmithing and hunter's education classes, you can get it all in just one stop at Bastiani Arms. Join the revolution at Bastiani Arms, located at 2539 Larkspur Lane, Redding, California, or call 222-8222.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. It's Carl and Linda Bott. It's 7:57. Let's go to the phones. Terry, good morning. You're on KCNR.
Hey, Carl, how you doing?
Hey, thanks for waiting.
Hey, no problem, pal. Say hi to Linda for me.
Hi, Terry. I'm right here. Right, I can hear you every time.
Hey, all right.
Good morning.
Tonight, we're going to have Chuck DeVore coming in at the Redding Tea Party at Bonnie View Baptist Church at 6 o'clock. Very exciting. As you know, he's endorsed by Mike Huckabee. And also has been on Glenn Beck several times. We also have Jim Nielsen coming in, and he's going to be speaking on the prison system, so that might be a good thing for Carlton and Bonino both to attend.
Well, you know, the thing about this prison system, it is such in tatters. And we have a guest that we're trying to get on right now. Unfortunately, it is so explosive that when he comes on, he better have a job picked out someplace else, or he better be ready to retire. You know, we can talk about health care, we can talk about gangs. I mean, the prison system is broken. We can take a look at that, what happened down in San Diego, that guy sitting there that murdered those two children, that 17-year-old and the 14-year-old, and then sat there and cried, oh, I'm so sorry. You know, why? First of all, why was he still breathing?
Yeah,
you know,
can you believe that?
Air breathers. You know what I mean? You know, he was taking up oxygen for people instead of animals. So, anyway, Chuck's going to be on. Well, you know, hey, that's the way I feel about it. You want to molest children, then you know what? Put them into regular. You know what? They keep them out of regular prison populations because their life expectancy is like 30 seconds.
They got to throw them in there, huh?
And I just say, let's just have them all into a common yard for an hour. Anyway, Chuck's supposed to be on the show tomorrow. He's calling in, and we'll have him on to talk. We're getting, I think Tom Campbell is on his way. To talk, you know, to get on the show. We try to present, as you know, Terry, everybody that's running, let everybody have their point of view out there and let the people decide.
And I think you're 1,000,000% right, and you've always talked about how debates and forums are so important.
Oh,
the
absolutely.
Thing I know for myself, just on two debates and two particular races in particular, it's changed my vote. So I think that it's informative. People really need to go and get informed on these things. But the nice thing is, and I think you've probably found this out, is that once you start working with all these different candidates, you really kind of get a feel for the candidate by his staff.
Wow.
And really, that's a real key, because how the staffs work with you, how the staffs are, usually reflect upon the candidate.
You know, I'm starting to believe that. I'm not going to mention, well, yeah, I will. You know, Meg Whitman's staff, they're very much
full of themselves, in my opinion. You know, Meg may not be, but I think her staff is. Poisoners, on the other hand, are very accessible, and yeah, I find that interesting. Maybe it won't be like that in a week or two. Hey, anyway, we have to break here. So Chuck DeBoer tonight, along with Jim Nielsen. Where at, Terry?
Real quick. Bonneview Baptist Church on Bonneview Road at 6 o'clock.
All right, thanks a lot for the phone call,
pal.
Carl Lindabot here on Free Fire Radio. How much time we got here? 8, 7, 6. Free Fire Radio and KCNR 1460, Clearly News Talk Radio.
Fox News Radio, I'm Dave Anthony. If you do the crime and then you do the time, you get out of prison, right? Maybe not, if you're a sex offender. The Supreme Court deciding that and ruling on juvenile prison terms. Fox News Radio's Mike Makowicz details the cases live from Washington.
In a pair of rulings, the High Court held that sexual offenders can be held indefinitely, but teen offenders cannot. The justices found it unconstitutional to lock up teenagers for life with no chance of parole unless they committed murder. They have to have at least a chance for release. No such mercy for inmates deemed to be sexually dangerous. The justices found that federal officials can hold inmates even after they complete their sentence, if they're still considered to be a threat to society. Dave?
Mike, instead of spewing into the sea, some oil in the Gulf is now being sucked up a tube, contained. Fox News Radio's Evan Brown has more on this live.
Dave, engineers at BP say a tube they placed inside the ruptured well is allowing them to contain about a fifth of what's leaking out.
It's actually nice to have some success here, and I think the rate this morning was about 1,000 barrels a day we're actually capturing.
Says BP's Doug Suttles. In the meantime, scientists are worried about the already leaked oil entering a Gulf current, which could fast-track it to Florida's southeastern coast, Dave.
Evan, this afternoon, BP America's chairman and the head of Homeland Security will testify at another Senate hearing into the disaster. GM is putting the bailout farther into the rearview mirror, turning a profit. Fox News Radio's Jennifer Kuiper has this live.
Dave, for the first time in almost 3 years, GM has turned a quarterly profit, earning $865 million from January through March. Chief Financial Officer Chris Liddell says demand is growing.
Some of that's the industry, but some of it's our own product as well. But obviously, we're also benefiting from all the costs that we took out through the bankruptcy process last year.
The government still owns 61% of the company. Dave?
Jennifer in space.
Okay, stop motion. GCA complete.
A little glitch during this morning's spacewalk. Two astronauts momentarily told to pause as NASA switches to a backup computer. No report of any danger. Fox News Radio. Fair and balanced.
Honey, let's add some value to our home by updating our landscaping ourselves.
Good idea. We'll save some money that way. What do we need?
Well, I heard about this edging that's so simple to work with, it doesn't require any digging. No dig edging.
It'll be perfect for reshaping our landscape design and takes the headaches away from traditional edging that requires you to dig a trench.
It's so easy to work with, and it's in 20-foot lengths. 6 heavy-duty anchor stakes are included with each box.
Time to show the neighbors who has the bragging rights for the best landscaping on the block.
Visit your local Home Depot, Kmart, or Lowe's for no-dig landscape edging.
The moment you realize clowns are kind of creepy. The moment you actually saw what your favorite radio DJ looked like. The moment your printer first ran out of ink. Heart-wrenching moments of truth. Don't let your printer run out of ink again. With the largest retail selection of ink and toner, Office Max has your ink. Get a $10 Office Max gift card when you buy $40 of national branded ink. Office Max. Work with us. Valid May 2nd through May 29th. Offer excludes Office Max, private brand, and Inc. Offer valid in-store only. See store for details.
The U.S. calls this a good development. Britain and Germany greeting it with caution. Iran ready to swap out its enriched uranium in a nuclear fuel swab that could reduce its ability to make weapons.
President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad announced the plan from Tehran after mediation there between Iran and the Brazilian and Turkish leadership. The Iranians say they're ready to ship their low-grade enriched uranium to Turkey in exchange for nuclear fuel for a research reactor. The foreign minister said the U.N. nuclear watchdog agency, the IAEA, would be notified within a week. Courtney Keeley, Fox News Radio.
Three American mothers plan to fly tomorrow to Iran.
We're going there as mothers to bring our children home.
That's Cindy Hickey's hope. She hasn't seen her son since he and two others were jailed last summer, so
we really have no idea what's going to happen when we land.
Iran claims her son Shane Bauer and Sarah Short and Josh Vital are spies. Families claim they mistakenly crossed into Iran while hiking in Iraq. We're seeing stocks fall again on Wall Street. The Dow is down 32 points as oil also drops more than a dollar, about 70 bucks a barrel now. Going where no astronaut has gone before. Tonight, Buzz Aldrin goes raw
from the highest of highs.
Beautiful view.
As the second man to walk on the moon.
Magnificent desolation.
to a more down-to-earth trot or foxtrot on ABC's Dancing with the Stars.
Buzz, the man on the moon got stuck on the foxtrot.
Tonight, Buzz Aldrin takes an even more giant leap for former astronauts.
Oh, no!
As guest host of the WWE's highly rated Monday Night Raw, adding wrestling to an already impressive and eclectic resume. Hank Weinblum, Fox News Radio.
Well, how's this for a graduation gift? The valedictorian in a college in New Jersey finished her speech Saturday, then called her boyfriend up on stage and popped the question, proposing to him. He agreed to marry her, admitting he was caught off guard. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News Radio.
Air guitar!
Hey, welcome back to you. What was that, Eric?
You know, just Eric, cut that thing Eric, off. There was not even a fade.
Eric, I realize you've only been doing this for a couple of years. Carl Lindebaugh, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460.
You know, we're going to razz you.
It's called a fade.
I didn't make that cut, and I forgot to play your theme song, and I'm going to go back and lash myself with a wet noodle.
Go back in the bathroom that doesn't exist anymore, the air conditioning that's
off.
And
by the way, station ID, you're listening to KCNR Shasta Redding.
Okay,
we're supposed to do that once an hour.
Start all over
again. Part of the FCC rules.
Okay. Carl Lindebaugh, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. Our phone lines here are 605-4567. Okay, BNT Satellite is giving away a complete wireless sound system that you can use indoors or outdoors. Now, we're helping with this. We're helping promote this. Now, how do you get this? How do you get this $450 value? And I mean it. It's free. All you have to do is go to BNT Satellite at 20177 Charlon Lane or Drive, just off Airport Road. If you're driving down Airport Road, you can see it. BNT Satellite.
By the burrito place.
Past the burrito place.
Yeah.
And it's and you'll see the sign right there, BNT Satellite. If you have an iPhone, a cassette, CD, iPod, or any type of electronic equipment that plays music, then this thing will work for you. This system will work for you. We're going to be live on location there on May 28th, and we're going to pull the winner. We're going to draw the winner. But see, what you have to do, though, make sure you go down to BNT Satellite, again, at 20177 Charlon Drive, just off Airport Road. You can see it from the Airport Road. $450. We've seen the system. We see how it works. And it's great. You don't need to spend $12,000 on a system when this one works really well.
And really cool to win this by Memorial Day.
That's right. And you'll have it for the whole summer. And they'll deliver it and put it up, make sure it works for you. I mean, that's a great deal. BNT Satellite.
And you know what's really cool is that, since we've been doing this, how many times have we had drawings for, let's say, the Kubler's sofa?
Yeah.
I mean, somebody got a free sofa when we give away tickets. It's really cool. And what we do is we help the people who have businesses here locally, highlight something that they have. And this guy, this is a really cool system. It'll go from 150 feet from any one of, let's say, from your
the transmitter.
Sound system.
Yeah, the transmitter. Yeah, and you just hook it in. I mean, anything. If you've got an 8-track cassette player, which Eric still has, it'll work that, Eric. I mean, Eric's, his ears, perked up and his eyes brightened up and his mustache wiggled. As we said, is during our during the election season, we try to have on as many candidates as we can. If somebody calls in, we talk to them. It could be a statewide election or running for a position or running for, but they're going to be on our ballots up here. And our next guest is running for the State Superintendent of Schools, and her name is Diane Lenning.
Yes.
Good morning, Diane.
Good morning. How are you?
We're great.
Good.
Okay, so tell us a little bit about yourself.
I've been an educator for over 30 years. Currently, I just retired, and I'm in my third year of law school because I believe that would help me to be able to write legislation to systemically fix our schools throughout the state of California. I'm a mother of three, grandmother of six, and my husband has an accounting business here in Seal Beach.
Oh, where are you located?
Seal Beach.
Okay. Oh, Seal Beach. Okay, great. Nice Southern California area. Okay, so what made you decide to run for this position?
Well, having been teaching in the trenches for so many years and aware firsthand of all the problems of our schools, I just couldn't sit home and watch our kids fail our kids. It's been well over 30 years since we've had a Republican educator, and I don't believe that the legislatures or the union leaders have done anything to really fix our schools. I think they've taken us from first to worst.
Okay, great. We're going to take a break, but when we come back, we are taking your calls and asking Diane Lenning questions. Yeah. Stay with us to the other end.
It's Carl and Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460.
I'm Leslie Morgan, and as I promised you in my 2006 campaign, I have initiated the proactive review of value reductions in Shasta County, resulting in a savings of more than $16.5 million tax dollars. I have reduced the budgets of both departments by making effective changes in staffing and expenses. I will continue to fulfill my duties of assessor recorder with dignity and respect, and I am asking for your continued support with your vote in June.
I'm Emily Reedy, and I've been in the title and escrow business in Shasta County for over 50 years. Leslie Morgan stands out significantly as assessor recorder in her experience, qualifications, and integrity. She is a proven leader who has stood behind her promise to ensure the lowest possible, most accurate assessments, and she will continue to run the office in the same efficient and courteous way she has for the past 4 years. On June 8th, please cast your vote for Leslie Morgan, Shasta County Assessor Recorder.
For more information, go to reelectlesliemorgan.com. I'm Leslie Morgan, and I approve this ad.
Taylor Motors, Buick, Pontiac, GMC, and Cadillac, and the Vistas Assisted Living present Senior Idol 2010. The second annual Shasta County Senior Idol Finals go on stage at the Cascade Theater in downtown Reading this Friday at 7 p.m. Last year's finalists brought people out of their seats.
The day my mama sucked it to the Harbor Valley PTA.
This year's judges are Mike Krueger of KRCR News Channel 7, Linda Reagan-Bott, and Brent Taylor of Taylor Motors. The show will be hosted on stage by Channel 7 evening news anchor Jennifer Scarborough and Don Burton of KSHA. Tickets are on sale now at the Cascade Theater in Reading, at the box office, or online. Don't miss Senior Idol 2010 this Friday at 7 p.m. Brought to you by the Vistas Assisted Living and Taylor Motors, the most respected name in Northern California.
The average adult is issued 32 troopers that, with proper care and just a little discipline, should serve you well during your entire tour of duty on this planet. They're called your teeth. But when your platoon gets out of line, holes in the formation, or other problems, you need to call in an expert, like General, Dr. William Farrell, with decades of experience keeping those troops in line and executing their assigned duties properly and dependably. If you'd rather not be there while he reestablishes order amongst the troops, Dr. Farrell offers sedation dentistry. He and his highly trained staff will whip your troops into shape without any discomfort, with expanded practice hours, including evening and Saturday appointments to accommodate busy schedules. And having served himself in both the Navy and the Marine Corps, Dr. Farrell offers special consideration to veterans. Let him take the best care of your platoon of teeth, and they will serve you always. Call 547-5757 or visit palosidrodentistry.com. At ease.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. It's Carl and Linda Bott. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop. Yeah, off of Athens there. Cypress Square Barbershop, DC Tim and the Mysterious Haircutter. They're barbers. They're not hairstylists. You're not going to get hair dryers or gel. You're going to get a great haircut by guys that know what they're doing at a great price. You know, they put it on their window. Man's last stronghold. Go down and visit DC Tim and the Mysterious Haircutter and get a great haircut, and you will enjoy the experience.
Our guest this morning is Diane Lenning, who is running for the California State Superintendent of Public Instruction. And is that the correct title? I just want to make sure I'm correct here in what we're telling our listeners.
Yes, it is, and that is the title that will be on everyone's ballot. It is a nonpartisan position.
You know, Diane, one of the things you've got a list of, your website is, could you tell us what the website is for everybody?
I have two, but the easy one is dianelenning.com, dianelenning.com. And if you Google my name, you can find the other one.
Right. Now, you've got 10 points that you would like to see introduced or see changed, or parts of your platform, I guess you'd say, for change in education here in California. Is that correct?
To fix our schools.
To fix our schools.
Right.
And one of them I found interesting is teaching civics classes and to make sure that there's an American flag in every classroom.
Well, I found that has become a very important issue, and I think that the last national election demonstrated that perhaps some of our kids have not been getting the civic education that they really need to learn what a republic is.
Would you say that the what kind of impact? You know, one of the things you talked about was you know, pay for teachers based on what they achieve. Is that a correct assumption I made?
Well, what the Republicans got together, and I was instrumental in working on it, I even contacted Congress, was we're calling it performance-based pay. It would be based on multiple measures. I think anyone who has taught school understands that it's not an equal teaching assignment for all teachers. So although I agree it's okay to include the student scores, I think there should be other measures as well, such as what other things in the school system are you doing? Perhaps you're a department chair, or you're on the site council, or a club advisor, or a union rep, or perhaps you are in night school to increase your education courses, or to have taken professional development. So there are many other measures that you could add up to a point system, and I would say 5 to 10 criteria would get a good idea of the kinds of contributions a teacher's giving at school.
Are you on your cell phone outside?
No.
Okay. No, that was us that was going by.
That was you.
Oh, that was us. No, we could hear hammers and stuff. We didn't know if it was people up in our roof trying to fix the air conditioner or what.
Or is it you?
No, it's not me.
Okay.
Hey, you know, Diane, having had my teaching degree also, even though that my only teaching has been in the service and a substitute teacher, it seems to me the power of the unions here in California are just tremendous when it comes to education. What's your opinion on that?
Well, I was a former union leader, elected one of 25 state delegates of 335,000 teachers. And although I was usually 23, 4, or 5 because I was a Republican, I understand the power of the union, and they do talk about that they like that power. However, there is a glass ceiling for Republican educators, and they have kept out Republicans in any leadership positions or running for major school board races. And I ran for this office in 06, and I was not endorsed by them. And they did not endorse me this time either. In fact, they only endorsed about 3% or 4% maybe of Republicans, and 96% of whomever they endorse are Democrats. And I believe that's a one-sided agenda that has not provided the best possible service to our students, including all the types of educators around the state. And I think it's time for us to have our first woman Republican educator as superintendent of schools. And additionally, I'm from a national Eli Broad award-winning school district where our students had the most improved scores in the nation.
Well, you know, what exactly can you change, or could any California state superintendent change in our school system?
If someone's at home, take a look at my 10 points. I won't say them all at this point, but
what's the most important?
Look at my website, dianelenning.com. And first of all, we need to make sure that we have all our kids in school. We have a 50% dropout rate in the state of California, and that's costing us $1.1 billion a year.
When you say 50%, are you saying that 50% of the children in California do not graduate from high school?
Right, and those age under 18 are costing us $1.1 billion a year in crime-related expenses. So that tells me that it would be much better to educate them. Not only would it help the young people to provide for their family, it would be better for our society.
I find that, you know, I find that number 50%. So one half of, one out of every two students that start high school don't make it.
Well, in L.A. County, in some schools, it's 60 and 70%. In Orange County, the rate is not near as dismal. We have a pretty good graduation rate. But throughout the state, you know, it varies from district to district.
Okay, we're going to take a break here, Diane. Please stay with us on the other line. I'm just really curious. What do you think in the last 5 years, we'll come back and find out, from your perspective, why is there this decline of kids graduating from high school? But we've got to take a break. Carl and Linda Bott here on Free Fire Radio. This is clearly News Talk Radio.
Taxpayers are overburdened. Sales tax, gas tax, income tax, federal tax, state tax, and property taxes. Ron Largent's proven management and leadership experience with private business, not government background, makes him the perfect candidate for Shasta County Assessor Recorder. Ron's conservative belief in limited government will propel him into a proactive commitment to the property owners of Shasta County.
My name is Ron Largent. Is your property overassessed? Are you paying too much in property taxes? I have a plan to take immediate action when elected Shasta County Assessor Recorder. The state of California provides for a temporary reduction of your assessed property values during times of market decline. It's your tax dollars, and I want to provide fair representation for all Shasta County taxpayers. I'm asking for your vote for Shasta County Assessor on June 8th. Thank you.
Paid for by the Committee to Elect Ron Largent, 2010.
Whatever your reason for shopping Kent's Meats and Groceries in Airport Road, whether for their Prather Ranch certified natural USDA inspected choice beef grown with no hormones or antibiotics, locally grown regular and organic produce, or Kathy's Deli sandwiches, salads, and specialty deli items made fresh daily, now there is a whole other reason to shop at Kent's. Check out the new deli case full of specially imported and domestic cheeses and Kent's own fresh made smoked old fashioned franks and sausages, including cheddarwurst, jalapeno, bratwurst, linguica, Cajun style, and beef stick snacks. The selection is, well, just plain terrific. At Kent's, they cure and smoke their own ham, bacon, and beef jerky. If you're checking out the deli case in the meat counter and don't know what you want, just ask. The great folks at Kent's Meats will be glad to cut and wrap to your special order. After all, that's what Kent's Meats and Groceries are all about. You, the customer. Kent's staff is there to serve you 7 days a week. Meat, produce, grocery items, spirits, libations, gas, diesel, and propane. You'll find it all at Kent's Meats and Grocery and Kathy's Deli, open 6 a.m. to 10 p.m. 7 days a week. 1 mile south of the Redding Airport on Airport Road.
Hey, this is Carl Bott. After our show, Linda and I enjoy going to breakfast, and our favorite place to dine is Country Kitchen. Lynn and Charlie Moss have owned Country Kitchen for 17 years, and this expertise is evident in great food and service. Build your own omelet, of course, homemade soups, every day with fresh ingredients. Country Kitchen has its own on-premise bakery, and the quality is so delicious. And now, Country Kitchen has just remodeled. The result? Incredible. Country Kitchen offers outstanding food, great service, fair prices, and a friendly atmosphere. What else could you ask for?
Country Kitchen is open every day from 7 a.m. to 2 p.m., located at 1099 Hilltop Drive, just north of Macy's. I don't know, Carl. I'm getting hungry. How about we go over there and try Eggs Benedict, or how about my favorite, a club sandwich? Let's go to Country Kitchen.
Hop in the truck, hon. We're on our way.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio with Carl and Linda Bott, KCNR 1460. Our phone lines here are 605-4567, and the time is 8:23.
56 degrees.
It's going to be raining today, and Eric tells us it's going to get warmed up tomorrow, but it's going to be raining today, this afternoon, so stand by for showers. Our guest is Diane Lenning, who's running for the State Superintendent of Schools, and we have as a caller, Roberta, you are on line two. Welcome to KCNR.
Yeah, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Hi. I wanted to thank you for having Diane on, and I know she's working really hard running in this race, and I'm glad to have her on, and I wanted to ask her, homeschooling is so important up here in our area, and also charter schools, and I wondered if she would just speak to that a little bit, her Yes, hi, Roberta. I'd be happy to.
Charter school.
I'm a supporter of free choice in education and whatever works to help our young people get a quality education. My nephew was homeschooled, and I know in some schools where they're not meeting the high academic need of some kids, or for whatever reason they're not doing well in schools, homeschools has really proven to be successful. And many of those students do quite well. And I know some of your areas out there, you might be a little distant from a school as well. Mm-hmm. And so I'm in favor of homeschooling.
Okay. Thank you. Mm-hmm. Bye.
Is there there's restrictions on homeschooling? I shouldn't say restrictions, but there's checks and balances on homeschooling. Is that correct, Diane?
Yeah, usually they need to work through the county department of ed or a local school. And she mentioned charter schools, and that seems to be doing well in 70% of the cases. And they're finding, though, that some of the problems exist that are similar to public education. But I think that these alternatives that people are considering are showing a real interest in providing a quality education.
The one of the things that you've already mentioned is the dropout rate. What are some of the things that you would do immediately to keep kids in school?
Well, one of the first things is we need more vocational education again. Usually these kids are the ones who are likely not interested in going to college, and they find school is not meeting their interest. And it would be really beneficial if they had a skill to be able to get a job right after high school. And we need to bring back more of the performing arts as well. Many of these kids are also interested in that, and we need to work on developing the whole child. I am really one for focusing on academic education and believe it's important, but not every young person wants to go to college. So that's one thing. And then we need to really bring in the parents on school site councils. And what we did in our district was we started a mandatory fall orientation meeting for parents in which we gave them the information to contact us and the expectations of their students and how they could help work with us.
You know, one of the things that we see out here, and I'm changing subjects here a little bit, is we've got 23 superintendents in Shasta County. And I've read that we have almost two complete separate school systems up there into Sacramento level with just a plethora, and I've used that word already once today, plethora of administrators. Do you have any plans on reducing that?
Yes, I notice there is a great disparity in the difference of numbers and sizes of districts. Some are extremely large, and then some, because it's not as greatly impacted with a population, will have a smaller number, but it might be a similar or even larger area. And I think bringing districts together to more similar mid-sized districts will prove very successful in streamlining expenses, and I think bringing a little more consistency throughout the state.
We hope you stay with us again. We're going to have to take a break in just a few minutes, but we would love to hear about your book, The Call of the American Dream.
Sure.
You know, going back again to the structure of education in California, how does California compare with the rest of the nation as far as dollars spent on students?
Well, the average is somewhere around $11,500 to $12,000 a year for each student. And for those students incarcerated, it's 3 to 4 times that cost a year. So it would make sense to keep our kids out of crime.
Well, how does that
school?
Well, how does that $11,000 to $12,000 compare to the rest of the nation?
It's about average. We do seem to have a little larger class sizes, but those that rank higher, generally speaking, do have a little more money and smaller classes. But I think there are other important criteria, such as good quality administrators, principals, and educators, and school boards really make an impact as well.
Well, a lot of times on the school boards, like I've gone to a few school board meetings here, and I've seen them cutting out French teachers, chemistry teachers, one of the junior ROTC instructors. It's, you know, we are just in a financial crisis. And should it be the teachers that are being cut away, or should it be like the superstructure up at the state? You start getting rid of some of the administrators.
Well, Los Angeles Unified is really an example of top-heavy, and they could really benefit by a reduction in that. But I have something we could think about as a state. You know, we've had a large influx of immigrants, and during the last, 10, 20 years, I think they've now had an opportunity to start stepping up to the plate a little more. And where I taught, we had 1,500 free breakfasts and lunches every day, and that balanced out to 60,000 meals a month. And about 80% of our young people were overweight. So I think we could right away cut that down to not have free lunches, but maybe just free breakfast, and the kids could start packing their lunch and then gradually reduce those number of free lunches.
Diane, we've got to take a hard break here, but I'm going to come back and finish up this discussion because I want to talk about some of our illegal immigrants and their abilities. Carl Lindebaugh, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460.
Fox News Radio, I'm Lisa LaSierra. A pair of decisions from the Supreme Court ruling that sex offenders can be held indefinitely, but teen offenders cannot.
The justices found it unconstitutional to lock up teenagers for life with no chance of parole unless they committed murder. They must have at least a chance for release.
Fox Radio's Mike Makowicz.
No such mercy for inmates deemed sexually dangerous. The justices found that federal officials can hold inmates even after they complete their sentence if they're still considered a threat to society.
Iran striking a deal on what to do with its nuclear material.
The Iranians say they're ready to ship their low-grade enriched uranium to Turkey in exchange for nuclear fuel for a research reactor. The foreign minister said the UN nuclear watchdog agency, the IAEA, would be notified within a week.
Fox Radio's Courtney Keeley. And a Tampa, Florida high school on lockdown after a small device exploded, causing one minor injury. Fox News, we report, you decide.
Government is out of control, and the current career politicians are destroying the future of America. Now is the time to replace local, unqualified career politicians with old-fashioned qualified statesmen. Now is the time to vote Randall Faulkner for Shasta County Auditor. Randall is not a career politician. He's an honest, concerned military veteran and certified public accountant, fully qualified to oversee the government spending of your hard-earned tax dollars. The current auditor has no college degree in any subject and an 86% employee turnover rate in just the past 3 years. This lack of competent leadership in the auditor's office is expensive and ineffective. The taxpayers of Shasta County deserve better.
My name is Randall Faulkner, and I'm a certified public accountant with a Bachelor of Science degree in accounting and 30 years experience, including 6 years auditing for fraud with the Department of Defense. I'm asking for your vote for Shasta County Auditor on June 8th.
Paid for by Citizens for Responsible Government. Randall Faulkner for Shasta County Auditor, 2010.
What are you going to do about dinner tonight? What are you in the mood for? A savory, mouth-watering, fork-tender filet mignon you can cut with a smile? A hot and juicy New York or top sirloin steak cooked to perfection? Deep-fried jumbo prawns? Tender ocean scallops? Crunchy, flavorful, golden brown southern fried chicken? All served with garlic bread, baked potato, or french fries, along with a big family-style bowl of tossed green salad with a homemade dressing of your choice? Yeah, in the mood? Well, then what you do about dinner tonight is do Jack's Grill, a Redding landmark for 70 years and serving the finest USDA choice meats aged and prepared to tasty perfection for an unforgettable dining experience. When you do Jack's, you do your best. Open Monday through Saturday for your dining pleasure. What are you doing for dinner tonight? Well, grab someone special and do your best. Do Jack's, 1743 California Street, Redding.
Hello, folks. I'm Bob, the Mount Shasta Springwater Drop. It's no wonder that Mount Shasta Springwater is the preferred choice here in Northern California and Southern Oregon. It's natural, it tastes good, and it's healthy for you. If you are not drinking Mount Shasta Springwater, you owe it to yourself to give it a try. Give us a call at 1-800-922-6227 and start enjoying the refreshing taste of Mount Shasta Springwater today. When you call, tell them you want the Bob the Drop special. Mount Shasta Springwater, naturally the best.
Hey, Rachel, did you hear about TehamaTradingPost.com?
I just heard about them on the radio. Did you go to their website?
Yes, I did. It's awesome. You can sell just about anything you want, from autos to real estate.
So it's free online classifieds?
Yes, and TehamaTradingPost.com has coupons for local merchants, and you can view the website from your cell phone.
Dad, can I post ads for new employees?
Yes, you can, and that's free also.
Dad, thanks for recommending TehamaTradingPost.com. I sold my boat, and I was able to buy a new car and find an apartment for our two new employees.
TehamaTradingPost.com. Buy local, shop local, dine local, stay local.
Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio. It's Carl and Linda Bott right here on KCNR 1460. Our guest is Diane Lenning, who is running for the State Superintendent of Schools. Good morning, Diane.
Good morning.
The one of the things we were talking about as we broke for the news was 60,000 breakfast and lunches a month. That's in the LA school system. Is that correct?
That was in one school where I taught.
Oh, in one school. So we're talking millions then.
Mm-hmm.
And what kind of impact does that have on the budget, the school budget? Does that come out of something else?
Well, I'm sure it comes out of school funds. And I think it would be a real appropriate first place to look to immediately cut our expenses. And something that parents could easily make up, since those kids would be getting free breakfast. They could just bring fruit or a sandwich for lunch, like most of us did when we were kids. I always took my lunch. And in high school, I took an apple. And I was healthy and thin and an athlete, and then ate a snack as soon as I got home.
And you're saying that obesity seems to be also be a big problem in the school system.
Yes, it's a real talked about issue up and down the state. In fact, when I talked at the forum at University of California, Davis, that was one of the questions the young persons asked about the problem of obesity and what are we going to do about it.
Well, when we say what we're going to do about it, have we ever, you know, has anybody just maybe told the children that obesity in many, many, many cases is caused by eating too much and not exercising?
Yeah, interesting idea there, isn't it?
Yes, you know,
eating
something like
too
that.
Much.
And then not exercising.
Correct, but we have PE programs, but it's only required for 2 years in high school, and I think it would be good to require it for a third year. And I started a girls' soccer team, the first one they'd ever had there, and those girls came out because they wanted to lose 20 pounds, and they all did in 1 year.
Well, you know, they can do that. They're young. You know, what impact do you, you know, from one of the things that we've been told and I read is that the problem of illegal aliens is in three areas. I mean, the problem of the cost of it. And one is, of course, in the jails, and one is medical, but the other is schools. That it has a huge impact on our state, the amount of money it costs for people that are here illegally going to our schools.
The question is how much, and we don't seem to be able to get real definitive numbers on that. But one of the things I've noticed in the last few years is that many of the kids now have been born here, but it may be their parents who have come here illegally. So now you have kind of an interesting difficulty in really solving the problems.
Well, I guess you could say it's an interesting difficulty. You know, if they're not there, I guess they're going to take their son and daughter with them if they leave the state.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway.
I think we need to do is let our listeners know that, you know, of course, you can go to D-I-A-N-E, DianeLenning.com, find out more about, you know, Diane's, you know, what she supports, her issues, or the issues that she's looking at, standing by. But something that I found on your website I wasn't aware of until our phone call here this morning, and do thanks for calling in Free Fire Radio, is your book, Call of the American Dream, Fulfilling the Call of National Purpose. Tell us about your book.
It's Call of the American Dream. If you're going to look it up to buy it, it is online at several sources. But the publisher is Zulon Press. xulonpress.com. But I wrote it in 2004 because I was very concerned about us keeping a Republican president during this time of the Iraqi crisis. And I was concerned that we might lose all of our efforts that we've given to help free Iraq. And so I'd always wanted to write, too, about my history. I'm a descendant of George Washington's sister. So I talk a little bit about our family and how they helped develop America, starting from Jamestown, and then our family connected with the Washington family. And I talk about the idea of slavery and how it's time for forgiveness and for us to move forward, because we need the help of everyone in America to make sure that we preserve our republic and to pass forward that torch of liberty to each generation. So I talk about a lot of issues, and I also talk about when I taught in the California Youth Authority, young men ages 14 to 25 who were mostly gang members and who had been incarcerated for pretty severe crimes.
Got to take a break. Hold that thought. We'll be right back. Carl and Linda Bott here on Free Fire Radio.
Hi, I'm Shasta County District Attorney Jerry Benito. I work for you, the citizens of Shasta County, not criminal defense attorneys. That is why I'm supported and endorsed by the associations that represent all the major law enforcement agencies in our county. That includes Shasta County Deputy Sheriffs, Redding Police Officers, and Anderson Police Officers. I am also supported by all current Shasta County prosecutors and Sheriff Tom Basenko.
As Shasta County Sheriff, I have worked closely with Jerry Benito over the past 4 years. The position of DA requires difficult decisions, and Jerry's experience, dedication, and judgment have proven him to be the right man for the job. These are difficult times, and keeping the citizens of Shasta County safe should be the concern of every voter. Join me in voting to re-elect Jerry Benito, Shasta County District Attorney, on June 8th.
We live in one of the most beautiful counties in the country. Help keep safety a priority. Retain Jerry Benito, Shasta County DA. Paid for by the Committee to Re-elect Jerry Benito, Shasta County District Attorney.
Taylor Motors, Buick, Pontiac, GMC, and Cadillac, and the Vistas Assisted Living present Senior Idol 2010. The second annual Shasta County Senior Idol Finals go on stage at the Cascade Theater in downtown Reading this Friday at 7 p.m. Last year's finalists brought people out of their seats.
The day my mama socked it to the Harper Valley PTA.
The power of the music of the night.
This year's judges are Mike Krueger of KRCR News Channel 7, Linda Reagan-Bott, and Brent Taylor of Taylor Motors. The show will be hosted on stage by Channel 7 evening news anchor Jennifer Scarborough and Don Burton of KSHA. Tickets are on sale now at the Cascade Theater in Reading, at the box office, or online. Don't miss Senior Idol 2010 this Friday at 7 p.m. Brought to you by the Vistas Assisted Living and Taylor Motors, the most respected name in Northern California.
The Anselmo Vineyards Wine Tasting Room is a sanctuary of elegance. Built on the structure of the original ranch house, you'll feel welcome in our cozy retreat. The tasting room offers majestic views of green pastures and the Trinity Range, and above all, wonderful, award-winning wines whose appearance, fragrance, and finish make your experience first class all the way. Chef John Stadelli's imaginative entrees will leave you with an impressionable gourmet experience like none other. Make a lifelong memory, satisfying all of your sensations when you visit Anselmo Vineyards, just a short distance from Reading. It will become your favorite romantic getaway. Call the ranch at 474-5546 or visit our website at AnselmoVineyards.com for lunch, dinner, and wine tasting hours. That's 474-5546. Anselmo Vineyards, your destination getaway.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. Carl in the bottom, KCNR 1460. The weather is going to be a little rainy today.
Currently 56 degrees. The time is 8:43. And right now on the phone, we're continuing with our interview of Diane Lenning and her book. Right now we're on the topic of her book, Call of the American Dream. Sorry that we had to cut you off on that commercial break there, Diane. Are you still with us?
Yes.
Okay. We were talking about you are a descendant of George Washington's sister.
Yes.
And the legacy of your family and the inspiration behind the book. Shall we continue?
Yes, well, I believe that one of the goals of a republic is that it's important for us to share the successes of our type of government with the rest of the world. And I think now we are at a crossroads of trying to preserve our republic for ourselves.
And the crossroads being the fact of the Obama administration, or is it what's going on at the state, or all of it?
Well, I think all of the things combined, it's apparent to me that he has taken us a dramatic move left, which is toward socialism. As a history teacher, I think I can use those terms, knowing what they mean. And there's also characteristics of Marxism. And, you know, that's one of the forms of government I taught in the comparative government arena. And we're a republic. I think it's important we go back to our founding documents and teach the Constitution in our schools again so that every young person knows what the Constitution means. And if you don't have one, I encourage all of you listening to get a Constitution for your family. It should be something that everyone knows, so that you know what a republic is and what your rights are as an American.
Okay, we have a caller. Let's go to Art. Art, you're online too. You're on KCNR.
Yeah, hi. Comment and a couple of thoughts. I agree with your guest. I agree with the kind of changes that she believes should be made, because they're needed in this state. But I also know this. I'm a realist. Our vaunted governor, the Terminator, thought he was going to change the teaching establishment here. He found out real quick that he couldn't. And the reason almost no one can is because the teachers' unions are backed by the Democratic majority in Sacramento. They have been for decades, and they likely always will be. I don't see how there's a prayer that even a Republican can get elected, although I'll vote for her. From Sacramento North, this is a conservative state. From Sacramento South, it's a liberal state, and the numbers are in the South. So I think she can make the good fight, and it makes a lot of common sense what she says, because I went to that kind of a school system long ago here when I grew up. But the numbers are in the Central and Southland, and that's why no one has ever been able to make a dent in the teachers' union. They're the most powerful unions in this state.
I ran in 06. And what I found was the 10 counties along the coast, San Francisco North and L.A. County, were what really pretty much elects our Democrats. And it's a lot of the inland cities, and Orange County's pretty conservative, and a couple of others are pretty even down south. So it's really more of a coastal, inland kind of a statistic there. But, it is difficult, but I have something for you to look up if you'd like to see what we could do, whether we have a Democrat or Republican governor, and we can prepare our teachers who are struggling in our schools. If you look up petersprocedures.com on an internet, you can see the before and after of a teacher who was not able to teach curriculum for over 7 years with an undisciplined class, to a teacher who became successful after Jean Vian Peters gave her training, and she taught curriculum again in a very disciplined class and was very successful. So we're finding there is a great divide between the lower performing districts and the higher performing districts, and we can focus on those lower performing districts, bringing up the quality of educators and with professional development, and helping our principals. We can do, I can work with the county and all the district superintendents around the state, working on a plan of 3 to 5 goals. We're finding that crime and undisciplined students are a huge factor. In Orange County now we have 2 police officers on every high school campus, and we found when we instituted that on our campus that the students began to engage in a rigorous curriculum, and that's what we need to do, is motivate our young people to engage. And if they had D's or F's in English or math, they had mandatory tutoring after school. And isn't it amazing, after 3 weeks or so of having to stay after school, their grades in class during the day improved, and then they didn't have to stay after school. So we found a mechanism to help the students be motivated.
Well, I am all for you. I support what you said, but what you have to remember is before you can institute any of those things, you have to get elected. And in this state, a Republican getting elected to much of anything is a crapshoot. And we put Arnold in there, and we thought we were going to get something, and what we got was nothing.
Yeah, if we can't do it this year, I don't know when we ever could. But I'll tell you, I'm polling second or third. And if everyone hearing could get behind me and vote, we'd have a real chance of getting a conservative election.
Well, I will vote for you. I told you that. And a lot of people in the North State will. But we don't have the numbers up here. And that's just a fact, and everybody knows that. That's why the state is run by the Democrats in the state legislature. They control the state, not the governor.
I'm actually getting broad-based support. I'm the only Republican conservative who has been in the mainstream forums speaking. And I'm doing quite well. A couple of them edged a little ahead. I've been on television on NBC right after Meet the Press. I've been on radio in San Francisco, which had 4 million listeners. And I encourage everyone to read the ballot statement. I have a very good written ballot statement, which if you read that, I think it's the best statement written. And only about 5 out of the 12 even wrote one. So I think that narrows it down to 5 candidates, gives us a better chance. This is our year where we have the best chance, so we need to get out the vote and make sure every voter votes.
I'm all for you, and I wish you the best. I really do.
Thanks a lot,
Thanks,
Art, for your phone call.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
Hey, so, Diane, so you had 4 million listeners down in San Francisco?
Yes, and I also have a radio commercial that's playing on KABC, and their range is from Santa Barbara to San Diego. So I'm getting the word out. And I have a volunteer who's just putting up this the next couple of weeks 1,000 signs around Orange County and L.A. County. And as you know, Los Angeles County is the largest county in the state. And so
we have close to 4 million listeners.
Good.
Or is it 4 million trees? I get those numbers mixed up.
Diane, it was great to hear from you today, and I think you, again, you helped our listeners and our fan base know about you. We would encourage everyone to go to DianeLenning.com and see Diane, hear about her, read about her issues. There'll be there's a photo album about her book, her endorsements, and audio downloads, video downloads, and it's a good place to kind of find out more about Diane. Thank you for being our guest this morning, Diane.
Thank you, and remember to vote.
Oh, absolutely.
Thank you. This is Carl Indebott, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460, clearly, News Talk Radio.
State government's a mess, and we're going to need real conservatives like Rick Keene to clean it up. Hi, this is Congressman Tom McClintock. I've watched Rick Keene for many years in the state assembly as he fought to hold back the reckless taxing, borrowing, regulating, and spending that have crushed California's economy. In the assembly, Rick was always the guy who'd stand up and speak out. That's why Republicans trusted him with leadership on the budget. He fought to tie the politicians' hands by authoring a measure to strictly cap state spending. He saved taxpayers hundreds of millions of dollars by fighting fraud and corruption. And he fought to secure the border and stop wasting billions on illegal immigration. That's leadership that earned Rick Keene a 100% perfect rating from the California Taxpayers Association.
As lead Republican negotiator, Rick fought to clean up the budget mess created by Gray Davis and paid down billions of dollars in state debt. Rick Keene for State Senate. Tom McClintock's choice to clean up the mess in Sacramento.
Paid for by Rick Keene for Senate, 2010.
Shasta County seniors, families, and caregivers, it is time for the 2010 Spring Senior Expo inside Macy's, Wednesday, May 26th. This is your chance to learn about businesses and nonprofit agencies that serve Shasta County seniors, and the first 50 seniors receive a $10 gas card. Don't miss this spectacular event inside Macy's on Wednesday, May 26th. Visit over 40 booths from 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. and enjoy breakfast with Carl and Linda Bott broadcasting Free Fire Radio live inside the mall from 7 to 9 a.m. Along with breakfast and lunch, enjoy a spring fashion show at 10 a.m. and a grand prize drawing for a Macy's shopping spree at 1 p.m. It's all happening Wednesday, May 26th from 8 to 1. Vendors include Forever Women Mastectomy Boutique, Spectrum Prosthetics, High Cap, Interim Homestyle Services, Willow Springs, Welcome Home Assisted Living, Shasta County Adult Services, and Compass. Sponsors include Home Helpers, Scott Schumacher of State Farm, Patrick Black of Edward Jones, MD Imaging, Simpson College, Precious Cargo, and Macy's. Special thanks to Hometown Buffet, Manhattan Bagels, KCNR 1460 AM, and AM 1230 KLXR.
Furniture for life.
The boss is out of town and Kubler's Furniture is going crazy with great deals on the furniture you need to beautify your home. Just come in and pick out any of the furniture you love at May Madness prices. Spend at least $1,999 and get an LCD 19-inch HDTV free. Spend $29.99 and receive an LCD 32-inch HDTV free. Spend at least $4,999 and get an LCD 42-inch HDTV free. Buy furniture and get a high-def TV free. Now that's madness during the month of May at Kubler's Furniture. See for yourself the great deals like a Lane reclining sofa, just $8.98, or an Aspen Entertainment Chest, $6.39, or a new Tempur-Pedic mattress, plus 1 year same as cash. See store for details. Kubler's Furniture, your Broy Hill Showcase Gallery.
Kubler's Furniture, furniture for life.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. It's Carl and Linda Bott. The time is
8:55.
It is 8:55, and the weather is
May 17th.
May 17th, and the weather is clear, but it's going to be rainy today.
66.
66 right now. Look, you know, today or for on this week, tomorrow we're going to have Chuck DeBoer will be our guest at 8 o'clock. We've got the Missing in America Project with Fred Salante. And the Senior Idol with Paul Barth. And then Wednesday, Senator Maurice Johansson, and then Kanan Boswell from Operation Welcome Home for our veterans. Thursday, we're going to have Chris Young running for the 5th District Supervisor position. We have all of them on. And then at 7:30, we're going to be talking to the Coast Guard because boating safety, everybody's getting the boats out. You know, Shasta Lake is full, and it's also full of a boater. So we need to talk a little bit about boating safety. And then Friday, the 21st, Kurt Starman. The city manager will be here. And, of course, on the 21st will be that groundbreaking ceremony for the VA's hospital. And today at 10 o'clock out there at Igos Cemetery, at our National Cemetery, a groundbreaking for the Warriors Memorial.
Guess what else?
We have...
Bumper stickers.
Bumper stickers. If you'd like to have a beautiful, tastefully done KCNR Free Fire Radio 1460 a bumper sticker... We have them down here, and they'll be in various other places around town, Tobacco and Brew.
Very patriotic.
And, and it's in KCNR Free Fire Radio that we have. And, you know, people have asked us about them, so we went out and had a few made. That or just stop by the station here, and you can pick one up. Or several, if you want to do your whole car on it. Or your kid's car.
We want to thank our friends for inviting us over last night for fresh abalone that was caught... That yesterday, and we ate it last night. You want to talk about just the best
Rick
experience.
And Lori. Yep.
Thank you for the abalone.
Shout out to you for that.
And our dear friends. We went out to, we took a little Harley ride out to Anselmo's yesterday and had another great Eggs Benedict and visited with some people out there. And, you know, it just right when you think you're leaving and people are coming, it's just a really neat kind of beautiful, you know, social scene.
You know, what a weekend. You had the rodeo, you know, you had the pancake breakfast. You had the rodeo parade the next day, which was beautiful. I mean, just it's Americana, and then you go to the rodeo that evening, and you just see everybody having a great time.
135 entrants, and people who entered the parade.
But the rodeo. When you look at the rodeo, and you realize that this is America, and this is Reading, and we're, even though it's a 100,000 people in this city, it still has that small town feel at times, and we had a great time. Obviously, everybody there was having a great time. We had some local cowboys that were riding that evening. We had some high school kids in the amateur roping that did real well, and everybody thought they were going to win, and then the last team beat them by 0.2 seconds. It was just very well done, and Reading Rodeo Association and the Asphalt Cowboys.
We can't
say enough about everything that you all do.
Yeah,
these
guys
city.
Work really hard all week long with all of the events, and that pancake breakfast was just amazing. How smoothly that whole thing runs.
And, you know, of course, you know, they're talking about the lone stranger and his sidekick. Well, of course, the lone stranger who went in there and robbed the bank was Kurt Starman, the city manager. And I'm not even going to comment on that one. And his and his sidekick was Silas Lyons from the Record Searchlight. I mean, those two are, you know, I would not have put those two together, but obviously somehow the Asphalt Cowboys did. It was quite the day.
Well, we hope this kicks off your Monday and a great week ahead of us. It is unbelievable. Monday, the 17th of May, and I'm going to be turning a year older here in about 5 days. And, of course, Senior Idol's coming up. Get your tickets. It's a fabulous show. And, of course, you know, as we go along, Carl, it's going to be a great day today.
It's always a great day. It's always a great day in Reading. And we appreciate you all listening. In case we don't say that enough to you, you know, this is our community, and we appreciate your support and everything you've done here. This is Carl and Linda Bott on Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. Just remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
This is KCNR Shasta Redding.